All right, let's get to what Albert Breer had to say. I didn't see this, Brady, so what did he have to say?
Yeah, Albert Breer, the Monday morning quarterback, he wrote today, he said, "This version of the Patriots offense looks like it's morphing into what the Patriots became in 2010 after Randy Moss was traded away. No dominant number one, but there were numbers which allowed Tom Brady to win an MVP playing point guard. Along these lines, Tom Brady hit 9 different receivers against the Vikings yesterday and looked more aggressive in doing it." He also adds in that Brady said, "That makes it hard for them to defend us." So Albert Breer, complimentary of a Patriots offense, sans big star names.
Yeah, and also the first-round bye that could be 9 straight now, and that's the key to winning a Super Bowl, is getting that first-round bye and then getting a home field at the number one seed. This year, they're number 2, and I don't think they'll catch Kansas City. Well, they shouldn't say that, but it's a tie.
They got the Chargers.
Yeah, and they got a tie. If they finish in a tie, they'll get the tiebreaker over them, which is going to be key for that also. We'll see how it goes against this weekend. But, yeah, this is exactly what the Patriots are made up about. Tom Brady's the point guard, and he's just dishing it off to everybody else out there.
7 different Patriots ran the ball yesterday, and they ended up running for 39 times for 160 yards. And there were 9 different people who caught the ball, 8 of whom either caught it once, twice, or 3 times. It was just all over the place.
The names have changed from what we saw in the offseason, but this is how I pictured the Patriots playing all year. We thought when they brought in all these wide receivers, this is back in June or whatever, you've got Jordan Matthews, remember they had, and they had Kenny Britt for a while, and we were thinking about Eric Decker, and we said, look, there's no number one here, but there's the opportunity for the team to just be so diverse offensively that they can overcome that. And yes, it's morphed itself into a different thing. You've got Edelman back, you've got Gronk still there, you've got Gordon there, Hogan is now starting to get a little bit more involved. Philip Dorsett, Cordarrelle Patterson, those guys have all gotten involved in some way through the course of the year. We didn't know about Sony Michel because they hadn't drafted him yet. So now you've got Michel, a healthy Rex Burkhead. You've got James White. I mean, there's some real depth to this offense now. And no, you don't, you know, you're devoid of star power, but this is how I thought the Patriots should play all along. And it's finally taken some health and some good fortune in the case of Josh Gordon. But this is how they should have looked all along.
Right. And the thing, too, Brady, is that they're healthy. I mean, they just, like all other NFL teams, nobody's ever healthy in week 12, week 13, this time of the year. They're all healthy. I mean, Gronk took a big hit on one of those catches yesterday and bounced right. Well, didn't bounce up. He got up a little bit slowly, but he made it through it and he played the rest of the game. Now you got James Devlin as the goal line guy. You know, vulturing touchdowns for the fantasy geeks.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure the Sony Michel crowd wasn't happy about. But, yeah, there's just seems like there's more diversity to the offense right now. It's a little bit hard to predict who's going to do what, and that's a huge advantage.
I still think Kansas City is the biggest stop between the Patriots and getting back to the Super Bowl. The Chargers are a damn good team, so I don't want to sell them short also. And I like Pittsburgh, but Pittsburgh can't get out of their own way, and we'll see what they do against New England. I still think, though, if the Patriots want to get there, they'll have to fight it out with Kansas City, especially if Kansas City gets that first round, gets that game between the Patriots at home. Though Kansas City seems to lose at home a lot when they play in the playoffs.
Well, I think they haven't won a home game in the playoffs since 93 or something like that. So
it's been a long time.
Matt Verderam, our NFL director of fansided.com, he was on Twitter today. He said for his money, he thinks both the Chiefs and Patriots will lose one more time. So he thinks that they're going to end up with the Chiefs still getting the number one
ahead,
seed.
Yeah.
He thinks they'll end up still one game ahead. But
the key becomes, what do the Texans do? Arnie's been saying for 2 weeks they're going to run the table, and so far
they
have.
They could.
I mean, if the Texans run the table, they finish 13-3. Kansas City loses one more game, they finish 13-3. The Patriots lose one more game, they finish 12-4, and they have to play a first-round game.
And that would be a huge thing. The Patriots,
but that's a lot of ifs there.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Now, as far as the Chiefs go, remember, they have another game with the Chargers, and they have a game with Seattle in Seattle. Again, I think they're better than my Seahawks, but I mean, the Seahawks are 7-5, and they look like they could be headed to the playoffs, so you just can't call that game a cakewalk, especially on the road there for Kansas City. So, I mean, they have more tough games left than the Patriots do. Yep.
The Texans have a very easy road also. And look, they're doing it with defense, no offense. I didn't think you could win 13 games in a row doing it with defense, but they certainly have.
Well, 9 in a row, but yeah, they might.
Well, they're going to win. Might. Yeah, they could do 13
No, you're right. I mean, if the season ended tonight, if that was it, yesterday was the last game, you'd have Baltimore at Houston, and the Steelers going to L.A. to face the Chargers round.
Since the Patriots are somewhere in the middle, when I'm talking about offense and defense categories, would you rather have an offense like the Saints and the Kansas City Chiefs, or would you rather have a defense like Jacksonville or something like that. Mm-hmm. Which one would you rather have? If you could just have one great one.
Boy,
if you could have one great unit?
Yeah.
If I could have one great unit, I'd rather have the great offense and then hope that my defense can just make a handful of big plays.
Right, like the Rams, the Saints, Chiefs.
I got to go with the defense because at the end of the day, in the fourth quarter, it's still going to be 10-10 or 13-13, keeping you in the game. If you have a great offensive unit, you may have a bad game or something like that. Next thing you know, your defense is just getting torched.
All right, but
forget about it.
Yeah, but you look at the AFC, and Baltimore's given up by far the fewest points of any team in the conference. And look where they're at. I mean, there's just not enough balance offensively. I understand that, but I mean, they're still 7-5, and I mean, they would play. They'd go to Houston, as I said, if the season ended today. But I don't know. I think a great defense is look what Dallas did against New Orleans this past week. But I just think if you could score 40 points, you're going to put yourself in a winning situation more times than not, obviously.
All right, we're less than